This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora e huma, no mai, haere mai, ko Hana toko ingoa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Today I'm pleased to be welcoming some new guests to TTT who are in the midst of a season nonetheless. Mila and Rose from Hamilton Playbox's production of Swallows and Amazons are right here with me at Free FM, and they're going to give me a bit of a look behind the scenes. Kia ora team, and welcome to That's The Ticket.
Hi.
How are we doing, guys?
Good. Feeling good.
Feeling yeah. good. I mean, it is, here's the thing I'm going to say out the gate is often I will get guests in when they're like in the midst of tech week, and that's a very hectic time. You guys will have experienced this, but this may be the first time that I've had people mid-season. Mid-season. I'm like, how can we top tech week? We'll give mid-season. But it's great because I feel like we've got some unique perspective because you've kind of, air quotes, already done it, but we've still got a little bit of a way to go. And so if you're listening and you haven't gone to see Swallows and Amazons, it's running at Rivoli Theatre until the 4th of July, and shows are at 7 p.m. and there's a 2 p.m. matinee on the 4th of July?
Yes.
Yep. And more info on tickets are available right now at iTicket. If you're driving, pull over, turn that car off, and then get your phone out. You know, we care about health and safety here on That's The Ticket. And I guess if you're sailing, also pull the boat over. I don't know. You guys are probably equipped to kind of tell me how that process works. And this is me kind of segueing in. What I like to do when I have people from shows here on That's The Ticket is kind of ask when it is, where it is, what it is. And I've covered off the when and the where. So if you guys are up to it, does someone want to tell me like a little bit about Swallows and Amazons? It's up to you guys how spoilery we get. So who's gonna tell me what it's all about?
So Swallows and Amazons is a play based on the popular book series by Arthur Ransom.
Mm.
And it follows the story of the four Walker siblings on their summer holiday, and they get permission to go camp on the island in the middle of their lake.
Or to have questions. It's like, hey, kids, go camp on an island in the midst that's surrounded by a body of water.
The oldest of them is 12, so, you know.
Wow.
It's set in the 1929.
Okay, you guys will remember that time well, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then they meet some pirates, the Amazon pirates, who are two sisters who live by the lake, I believe.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chaos ensues.
And that the story goes from there.
Okay, great. I'm intrigued, to say the least, especially because, as we know, this show is running at Rivoli Theatre.
Yep.
Which is a theatre, not a body of water.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite exciting, and I don't know why I always do this, is I always find a way to talk about something that is a very visual thing on a podcast. No one can see us, and I want to ask you questions about your set, but I feel like the best way for me to figure that out is if I just go see the show, right?
Yep.
Because already out the gate, I feel like you guys have been getting creative, and I'm trying to visualize how this is going to happen. And so are you guys, is one of you playing a Walker sibling?
Yep, I am. Yep.
And who are you playing?
I am playing Nancy Blackett, the elder of the two Amazon pirate sisters.
Okay, so we've got someone from each each crew. Okay.
The Walker siblings also go by the Swallows, so that's where you get the name.
Oh,
the Swallows,
okay.
And the Amazons.
Okay, it's all making sense. It's all connecting. And so were you guys familiar? Obviously, it's based on a old-ish book, right? Were you guys familiar with the story before you auditioned?
Nope. Well,
now you're familiar with it, I would say.
I read the book when I found out about the show.
Okay, great.
And then, so I'd read it before I auditioned.
Man.
But before I heard about the show, I hadn't heard about the book at all.
Okay.
And fair. I had never heard of it, didn't bother to read the book. But since being in it, I've had a lot of people tell me how much they enjoy the books.
Okay. Do you think once you finish, you're going to maybe crack the book or nah?
I might see if my sister's interested in reading it.
Okay. Fair.
Get her to do the work.
She's spoken like a true pirate, sis.
Rah.
And so how long, obviously the season's midway, but how long were you guys like rehearsing for this one? Ooh. Like when did you start? I know we're dialing it right back. I love a good origin story.
Well, the Four Swallows, we started doing just line reading rehearsals at the start of March.
Okay.
So.
And now we're in June, basically July. Man, they grow up so fast.
And yeah. I came in, I think it was late March.
Yeah. Okay.
Me and Kyra, the other Amazon.
Okay. Kia ora, Kyra. Yeah. Do you want to shout out your other swallows, Rose?
Yep. So there's Thomas, who plays the eldest swallow, John. Mm. Edith, who plays Susan. And then Max, who plays Roger, my little brother.
Okay, great. So you're the eldest one, and then you're just kind of somewhere in the middle.
Yep.
Nice, Max.
Third of five.
Yes.
There's also a little baby, Walker, who is not very heavily in the show.
Okay, I was going to say, there's already so much going on.
Yeah.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, I made the sailing reference. So is there some boat action?
Yes.
Yep, a lot.
We have a wooden boat each that we sail on stage.
Okay. You're really selling it. Like, yep. I need to see that. I mean, actually, this isn't the first time they've done a boat at Rivoli. They always like doing amazing things in that theatre. And, I was talking over someone just then.
There's also a houseboat as well.
Houseboat. Yep. How cool.
Captain Flint, who's actually Uncle Jim, the Amazon's uncle, lives on the houseboat.
Okay. As you do.
And he likes playing with his two nieces and pretending to be a pirate with them.
I mean, fair. I mean, actually, you can probably speak to this. It's quite fun pretending to be a pirate, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Have you got a good pirate voice? I'm not going to ask you to do it, don't worry.
No.
Oh, do you just do your own voice?
Make it up on the spot.
Okay, great. Is your director listening? No, I'm kidding. Okay. Actually, who is your director?
Yes, we are directed by Graham Pollard.
Oh, yes.
And our assistant director is Liz Field.
Oh, yes, yeah. Cool. Kia ora, team. And is there anyone else we need to shout out?
I'd say probably Hugh Field, our set builder, and Senior Jackson in the cast.
Oh, wow. Geez, he loves having heaps of jobs, doesn't he, Hugh? Yep. He's a friend of That's the Ticket, though. I had him on the show when I think he was in... was it Alo, a Hamilton Playbox show last year? And, I mean, I guess with you guys, is this your first show with Hamilton Playbox or have you done other stuff?
Yes.
Oh, you're both new.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. And with the cast, you've named a few, but is it quite a sizable cast?
There are six core children.
Yeah.
And then we have three adults and then an ensemble. Whoa. Adult roles played by children.
Okay. So we're up to nine. We're over 10, I would say.
Yeah. Roughly around like 20, I'd say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then our ensemble, which are the pirates, charcoal burners.
Mm.
Cormorants.
They also act as our stage crew.
Wow. Yeah,
when they aren't on stage.
Oh, crikey.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Shot team. Shout out to the whole team.
And shout out to also Ron, the stage manager.
Oh, yes.
Yep. He's really good.
He's great. Lovely guy.
Okay, that's good. I mean, especially seeing he's hurting all you guys. Bunch of cats out there.
Yep.
Bunch of cats on some boats.
Yep.
And so this is your first Hamilton Playbox show. Like, what kind of made you want to audition? Did you just hear about it and be like, you know what, I want to give it a crack?
Well, I've done a few musicals before.
Oh, okay.
But yep. I was also, at the start of this year, I wanted to get more into acting.
Yeah.
And then I found out about this play and I was like, that seems like something that I'd want to do because it's like based on a book. I love reading, so.
Okay. Respect it. Do you want me to ask you that question or do you want me to skip by you?
I have a little bit of a funny story.
Okay.
I was walking home from a rehearsal for my school production earlier this year.
Yeah.
And I managed to misclick my way onto the Rivoli website, tried to get out of it, misclicked into the Playbox website.
Okay.
I was having phone issues at the time.
Sounds
and
like it.
Saw it and I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. Oh, the audition's tonight.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, actually.
Yeah.
And wow. So then you went to the audition.
And then I went to the audition.
Wow.
Oh my God. I don't know if that's funny. I don't know whether or not I'm like shocked or like in a positive or a negative way. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And here you are. You're in the show.
Yep.
That's so spontaneous and quite cool. We love a good hero origin story.
Yeah. Because I found out about it through Rivoli Stagecraft.
Yeah.
They sent the email through all the Stagecraft parents. So.
Oh, nice. And so you've done some musicals. Have you done any musicals?
No, I have not acted in a musical.
Okay.
Yet? I can't really sing or dance.
Okay.
So that's not
relatable.
Me.
Relatable content. I love musicals. And I think a lot of people assume I can sing, and I'm like, no, I'm just really good at talking.
Yeah. I love musicals. Don't think I could be in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just been in the ensemble a few times, had a small role. But
can we not say just been in the ensemble?
Ensemble are important.
Ensemble are doing a lot
of
money.
Our ensemble are doing a lot, on stage and off stage.
And like in musicals especially, everyone's like, I'm in the ensemble, and they're like in every number, singing every single song.
Yeah. I guess in the last musical that I did last year, Frozen Junior, I was in the ensemble, and it actually was probably the funnest musical that I've ever done.
Okay. Did you really let it go on stage?
Yep.
Didn't hold it back anymore?
Nope.
Oh, I'm glad I got a sympathy laugh for that one, because I'm like, oh, jinkies. Anyway, I've diverged so far.
Yep.
So far. This is my kind of toxic trait on that trait here on That's the Ticket. But circling back to Swallows and Amazon, so you've got quite a sizable cast. You've been rehearsing. You've kind of been going since March. Mm-hmm. Mila, you were in from April.
Yeah. Oh, if I was in my school show, we closed on the Friday and my first rehearsal was on the Sunday.
Oh my God, why does it keep being chaotic with you, bro?
Yep. Yep.
I respect it. And so, you know, how's it been kind of, how was the rehearsal process for you guys?
I had a lot of fun.
Okay.
Me too.
Very cool doing something outside of school for a change.
Yeah. Oh, so is this your first, like, not school-related show?
Yep.
Man.
Yeah.
This is my first non-school-related play.
Oh, great. Oh, well done, guys.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously it's quite an older story. It's very nautical, very piratey.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to, I want to say, well, Sherry, is she your production manager?
Yes.
Kia ora, Sherry. Thanks for hooking me up with these lovely guests. And I asked her, I'm like, is there any kind of music I should play? And she said, well, we've been playing a lot of, like, sea shanties and stuff.
Yeah, is our music during the intermission and before the show and after the show.
How do you guys feel about a good sea shanty? Are you sick of it yet, or are we vibing?
We're getting into it.
Yep. Okay.
Backstage.
Have you learned the words?
Not quite.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Still time. Well, I ended up in a really kind of fun place in Spotify because I just typed in, no, I'm just like sea shanties. And then I found this one, and I think it's like a remix, and it's Wellerman Sea Shanty. When you hear it, you might recognize it. I thought it was a bop, and I'm like, this is like the only time I'm going to get to play this on the show, so I might as well fully send it. So I'm going to break for a cheeky sea shanty, and then we'll be back with more questions. Oh, it helps if I actually turn my music on, though, eh? That'll do it.
Yep.
Sing along if you know this one at home, team.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bowed up down. Oh, below my bully boys blow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da-da-da.
da 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 da. Before the boat had hit the water, the whale's sail came up and caught her. Hands to the side, harp and fought her when she dived down low. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not of greed, and he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow. Soon may the whaleman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack, then tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go. Soon may the whaleman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as I've heard, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The whaleman makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew and all. Soon may the whaleman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the whaleman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Not going to lie, but that's like a straight bop. Like, as I was saying, I kind of ended up in a weird space on Spotify. Well, not weird, just somewhere I'd never explored myself. Looking up sea shanties ahead of welcoming Mila and Rose from Swallows and Amazons, which is a Hamilton Playbox show that's running at Rivoli Theatre right now. You guys are on until the 4th of July. And actually, have you guys got a two-show day in there?
Yes. Yep. Saturday, the 4th of July, we have two shows.
Oh, great. Have you guys done a two-show day before?
Yes, Saturday just been. We had two shows.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, you got two-show days?
Yep.
That's like 400 shows.
I think you'll find it's four.
Yeah, okay. Stay in your lane. No, I'm kidding. How was the first two-show day? You're like, I can't even remember. It was just a blur.
I think both of us were, like, just coming off an illness.
Yep.
Oh, great.
So we were... I went home and had a little bit of a nap in between.
Man, respect it.
It was the only way to get through that.
Yeah, fully. Okay, and I guess because the season's midway and right now I'm talking to you guys in that magical window where you've got a break between shows, and I'm going to be a cheeky radio host and kind of ask some questions that I didn't warn you about. Spoilers. It's fine. You can call me out on air. It's a safe space. But how do you feel, like, now that you're in your kind of break, how do you feel about going back into
Excited.
Doing the shows? Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
Yep.
Yeah?
It's a lot of fun doing the show. It's a very fun show. You should come watch.
Great. Proud of you.
But I guess it's a little bit nerve-wracking having a sizable break.
Yeah.
It's what?
Yeah.
4 days?
Yeah, like 3 or 4 days.
Four-day break, I think. So just got to go over those lines again.
Yeah. Do we have any line learning methods?
I write down all of my lines on a packet of sticky notes with the line before mine on one side, and then on the back I've got my lines.
So okay.
I make myself a little flip book.
Wow. Okay, that's the first time I've had that, but that's quite cool.
Takes a few hours.
I was going to say, you probably memorise it like writing it down.
They like fit in my pockets and I can take them anywhere really easily.
Yeah, no, that's a good shout. Yeah. To all the actors listening, listen to her. Rose, what's the method?
I actually don't know. Like, I just have a good memory for this.
Oh, this is what happens
repetition.
When you have the young ones on.
It just sticks in my brain. I don't know how.
That's good.
Yeah, and then I just, like, go over it in my mind.
Hmm.
somehow.
Luckily you're good at that. You've got quite a few monologues.
Yep.
Oh, yeehaw. I mean, this is another one. It's like, is it easier to do a monologue because you know it's just you than having to have heaps of, like, you talk, then I talk, then they talk, then I talk, you know, because there's all the cue lines and it's a bit more rapid. I don't know if I'm explaining myself correctly. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The easiest lines for me to learn was, I have a couple of arguments that I have with my younger sister in the show.
Okay.
And so those stuck very quickly because it's just going back and forth, like insulting each other.
Okay.
It's very fun.
Yeah, you seem stoked even talking about it, which is great. And very funny to watch. So I guess you would have seen it in the rehearsal period, right? Because I think when we were off air, I was talking about how it's great when you're working on a show, but often you never get to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, the season's running right now, but when you were in rehearsals, it's like everyone in that room has kind of seen it before, and then you get in front of an audience and does it kind of inject a sort of freshness into it, and you kind of remember that it's actually funny because it's people who haven't heard the same jokes 17 times before.
Yeah. We get a lot of laughs, a lot of claps.
Yeah. And it's, I assume, because you've got quite a lot of youth in the show, like it's a family-friendly show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no kind of, not too scary, no language or anything we need to warn anyone about.
Nothing.
Sweet.
My younger siblings and my younger cousins really loved it.
Oh, cute. That's great. And the other question I often like to ask actors when I get them in the studio, and it's the whole opening night versus closing night. So which do you prefer, opening night or closing night?
Opening night.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because closing night, I guess it's kind of sad because you know it's over.
Yeah.
And opening night is exciting because it's like first time in front of an audience.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they going to love it?
Yeah.
Mila?
Opening night's pretty stressful, but I think that is also probably my preferred night.
Oh, okay.
Because in other shows I've been involved in, the closing night, a lot of people have gotten very dramatic and it changed things, and it's just even more stressful for me.
Yes. No, I agree. Actually, again, everyone should listen to you. Never change anything.
No.
You're not funnier than the script. You're not better. The script exists because it's good.
Yep.
Honor the script. No, I agree. And often, I think this might be the first time I've had guests who've both said opening night. Closing night's always quite popular, but the way I look at it, because I'm not an actor, I'm just an arts podcaster, and I love going to watch shows. And my whole thing is, and it's, I don't know if it's selfish reasoning, but when I go to a show, I'm like, opening night, it feels like it's for me, because I'm the first audience they've got, and they want to do it right. They want to nail it, and so I feel like they're performing for me. Whereas sometimes closing night, because it's like, oh my gosh, this is the last time I, the actor, get to do the show. It's the focus change. I mean, that being said, I have very rarely had a bad time at a closing night. So, you know, I'm not shading on actors and stuff. And really, I just want one day someone to come in and be like, I really just love the mid-season Thursday show. That's my fave.
Yeah, I do. My favourite would be the middle ones, but you only gave us an option of opening or closing.
Okay. Why are your favourites the middle ones? Because you just feel like you've got it?
You've done it. You know how to do it. You know it works, but it's not the very end, so you've still got more to look forward to.
Yep, okay. Well reasoned. I'll give you that. I guess taking a step away from Swallows and Amazons, even though that is kind of the focus today, but... And I know that we're in that right now, but does anyone have any creative projects lined up after that?
Well, I have my Level 3 class production coming up, which we've just started rehearsals for.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, it's called Dearly Departed. It's about a funeral.
Oh, funny that.
Yeah.
How's that going? I mean, you've just started, so
Yeah. Jeez. We've just started.
Yeah, and you were in Merry Wives of Windsor before you started on Swallows and Amazon. So you literally just three shows back to back.
Well, I also did lighting on 13 the Musical in Morrinsville in the middle of that as well.
Wait, so you're doing like two shows at once?
Yes.
Seriously? I don't know.
I managed to make it work, and I don't think I missed any Swallows and Amazons rehearsals for it.
That's amazing. Crikey. Yep. And so was that your first time doing like a backstage role?
No.
Okay.
I've mostly done backstage stuff before.
Such as lighting, anything
lighting,
else?
Sound.
Sound, wow.
Side of stage, like stage
crew. Yeah, backstage crew, yep.
I was the assistant stage manager on the school musical last year.
What was that?
Fame.
Fame. Sorry. Wow, okay, geez. What's your favourite? Of like backstage roles?
Probably lighting. I enjoy it a lot. I get to watch it. I'm making things happen. I can see it happening.
I can't believe you volunteered to do sound. Sounds hard.
Yeah, we had some mic problems.
I bet you did. That's always the way.
And I'd never done it before.
Yeah. And now you've done it, and so you're like, oh, all good. Rose, have you ever done any backstage?
Nah.
Still time.
Yeah.
Nah, and actually, Mila, going back, if you had to pick between being on stage or, like, being off stage, what would you pick?
Ooh, that's a hard question.
Yeah. While you think about it, I can ask Rose a hard question. Are you ready? She looks ready. If you had to pick between plays or musicals, what are you going to save from the burning building?
Well, for being in one of those, I'd say a play.
Okay.
But going to watch one, I'd say musical.
Oh, okay. Not bad. You were ready. You're staring me down. You're like, yeah, hit me. Let's go. I can do this. Okay, Mila?
I think on stage and off stage both have their merits.
I enjoy being
backstage and, like, helping and doing the stuff to make the show go, but I really enjoy the, like, camaraderie that you have with your castmates and the friendships you make there, which you don't get as much when you're backstage.
Yeah, fair. And do you think having experience working backstage has given you more knowledge that you're able to take in being an actor?
Yeah. It means
or just like a wider understanding of everything, right?
I'm just permanently noticing all the little backstage things that my experiences backstage tell me that cast people don't typically notice.
Okay.
Like all the little, like, what's going on in the wings? How is it organised? What goes when?
Yeah, I just
pick it up and then I need to stop myself from doing
their
jobs.
Don't intervene.
It's not my place.
Oh, I'm sure they'll find a place for you at Packout. We love volunteers at Packout and Pack-In. And this is me slowly and sneakily getting back to the set. So there's three boats.
Yes, there's two smaller ones and one...
One houseboat.
One houseboat.
Are they all on the stage at once? I have to ask.
At one point, yes.
Yeah. Except the houseboat, it doesn't... It's got the cabin and, like, a railing.
Yeah.
It's not a full boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And...
Oh, are you going to spill the tea on TTT?
No.
Oh, okay.
But there's something exciting also about the houseboat.
You look excited, so I believe you.
Many exciting things about the houseboat. Yeah.
Yes.
And you guys are just one part of those two things, I'm sure. But I guess because, you know, there's a lot of kind of nautical themes in the play. Have you guys learnt anything or a bit about boats? Or am I? Has anyone learnt how to tie, like, knots or anything like that?
Yes. Not me, personally, but I know that Peggy, my younger sister in the show, played by Kyra, she already knew, maybe?
Oh, okay.
She knew some sailing stuff, and Hugh, the set builder, likes to quiz me occasionally backstage.
Oh, okay. How are you doing in the quiz?
Not good.
Okay. Safe space. It's only Hugh. Okay. And, I mean, has it made you want to go out on boats on water?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have been on boats before of a similar size, and I had a lot of fun, and I would love to do it again.
Okay, great. Who would have thought the arts could intersect with sports so nicely? Yeah. doesn't happen much, but, I mean, it's cool. And because, you know, we're mid-season, It's super cheeky, but I want to ask kind of how the first half of the season has been going for you guys. You've already mentioned that, you know, young audiences have been coming through and it's all been pretty positive.
Yep. Yeah. I've had a lot of people telling me that they enjoyed it a lot afterwards.
Yeah.
Have your families been yet?
My father has come to watch.
Okay.
And my mother and sister will be coming on.
At some point?
Yep.
I mean, it's nice that they're kind of splitting it up. Have you had, have you told people at school that you're doing it and stuff?
Yep.
Yes.
Cool. That's exciting.
Yeah. Some of my friends have come.
Oh, cute.
And they've loved it.
Great.
Some of my teachers will be coming this weekend as well, because there is not just me, but Edith goes to the same school.
Oh, yes.
Edith, who plays Susan.
I'm pretty sure I know the teachers who are going to be coming to.
No, I think they've been there for a while.
Yeah. No, good friends of mine as well. But I'm going to break for another song segment, and this one is called Rick's Pick. And the way this works is I have an Uncle Rick, and he is a great listener of music, great listener of radio, and he actually volunteers sometimes down in the shed at Rivoli, so I wouldn't be surprised if he painted part of your set or something random like that. But when I started That's the Ticket 6 years ago, so you guys are episode 265. Congrats.
Whoa.
Thank you. I know I don't look a day over 200. But when I started the show 265 episodes ago, Uncle Rick was like, hey, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like. And each week you can pick a song off the list and we'll play Rick's Pick. And every week I have, and not one person asked, but I have since decided that the songs that I pick from the list have to link to the people I'm talking to or what we're talking about. Like, and sometimes I get very English, you say, with it. Like, it's a very loose link.
Yep.
Symbolism, you know how it is. And so today I've gone for a song by Larry's Rebels, and it's called Sky Boat Song, because boats.
I think I've heard of that.
You've heard of that?
I can see the link.
Thank you.
Well,
I tried really hard.
I can hear the link.
Well, technically you can see it. I'm miming the sea, everyone. But Uncle Rick, as always, thank you for your pick, and I hope you enjoy this one, mate.
Yeah.
That was this week's Rick's Pick. Sky Boat Song by Larry's Rebels. As always, thank you, Uncle Rick, for supplying me with a appropriately nautically themed song to play with a couple of the cast from Hamilton Playboxes, Swallows and Amazons. It's running at a Rivoli Theatre near you right now. I mean, from talking to you guys are quite funny and cool, and so I'm imagining that if there's like a second of this on the stage, that it'll be worth going. But like with the roles that you guys are playing, so Mila, you're playing an Amazon pirate. Rose, you're playing an adventurous 12-year-old.
Nine-year-old.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Yeah, I'm getting your actual age mixed up with your character's age.
I'm playing a 12-year-old.
You're playing a 12-year-old. Oh, yeah. You're all swapping. I can't keep up. But did you find that you were able to kind of use any of your lived experiences to help inform your performance, if that makes sense?
Kind of, because my character that I play, I find from like reading the book that she's quite like me in a way.
Yeah.
Like she loves making up stories, has a very vivid imagination, loves books. So
do you have a favourite book?
Yep. I quite enjoy Harry Potter.
Oh, yes.
And also Wonder.
Okay. What's your favourite Harry Potter book?
Probably the last one, Deathly Hallows.
Okay. Mm. My favourite is Prisoner of Azkaban, followed by Deathly Hallows, and then Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I like the first one and the sixth one.
Oh, yeah. Good shout. No one likes the fifth one, eh?
It's a bit long.
Yeah. It's like 800 pages.
Yeah. You would know, because you like reading. And I guess this is your first play, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Would you do another play now that you've done one?
Definitely.
Okay. I mean, this isn't your first play. I don't even
know. It's my third.
Yeah, do I even keep asking if you want to do another one?
Well, I'm doing another one.
Really?
So we've already
the school one. Hey, look, buddy. I can't keep up. Man, you have a guest on your show one time and they start telling you how to do it. I'm kidding. No, we should swap places. I feel like you'd potentially be a better host than me. No? Panic. The panic in your eyes right now. And, yeah, okay. And I do want to, like, look a bit more at your guys' kind of creative histories. So, Rose, you mentioned you've done Frozen Junior, but you've done other musicals?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So, the three musicals that I've done, done it with National Youth Theatre.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
So, in 2023, I did The Little Mermaid Junior.
Yes, I had, I think, your director and your Ariel on That's the Ticket.
Ah.
Ahead of that, yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Okay, and then what was after that?
And then 2024, I did Wendy Jr.
Oh, yes, yep.
And, yeah, last year I did Frozen Jr.
Okay. Are you doing this year's, or has it been?
No, I'm... Well, they're doing two this year. They did Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yes, they did, yeah.
I wasn't in. And they're doing Cats, which... Yeah.
Have you seen Cats?
No.
Okay. I worked on Cats last year when the Hamilton Operatic Society did that. I was backstage. It was quite confusing because you don't realise how different people can look when they're dressed as cats and it's dark. that's my one thing. Actually, Mila, do you have an eye patch in this?
I do not. Some of our other pirates do.
Because it might come in handy for you with your backstage mahi. Because do you know about the eye patch thing? Well, there's this whole theory that you wear an eye patch so that one of your eyes is constantly used to the dark. So if you have to go below deck in the ship, you just switch the patch over and then you can see in the dark.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, try it. Maybe not. Don't try this at home. But, yeah, that's, I don't know, you learn something every day. Yeah, my sister told me about it. She did a lot of research into it and told me about it, and I don't know if I actually relayed everything she told me about it correctly just now. So apologies, Missy. And so, Mila, this is your third play.
Yes.
So I know that before that it was Merry Wives of Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Before that I did my class production last year, which was Tartuffe.
Oh, Tartuffe! I remember that, seeing that at Hillcrest High in 2015.
Yes, they do have another poster up somewhere from the previous year.
Okay, who were you in Tartuffe?
I played Cleont.
Okay, how was it?
It was fun. It was the first show I'd been in.
Yeah.
Scary, but I enjoyed it. It was with school. It was with my class, so
yeah.
It was like a nice place to do it.
Yeah, and I guess because both of you have done quite a few shows in quick succession, I do want to ask, like, you learn all these lines and stuff with very good methods, Mila. But how long does the show, like, stay in your head, if that makes sense? Like, do you reckon you've still got lines, or I guess Rose, because you've done musicals, like, do you reckon you've still got that song in your head and you could, like, whip it out if you needed to?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah? It just sticks with you?
Yep.
Okay.
Especially and songs.
With musicals, I find, like, I'll be obsessed with a musical, then I'll do the show, and then I'm like, I cannot listen to this for, like, at least 2 years. Do you get that? Or are you like, nah, it's all good. Good to go? Okay.
I did lighting for 13
in
Morrinsville, and I listened to the album on repeat to, like, familiarise myself with it, but it's still in my song role.
Yeah.
Still listening to it.
Were you doing the, like, Broadway cast recording album or the
West
movie?
End.
Oh, West End. Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sis's got range. Do you guys have favourite musicals?
Yep.
Oh, you're ready to go, Rose. Hit me.
My favourite musical is Hamilton.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's... Okay. Would you believe me if I said that I saw Hamilton in Wales?
What?
Yeah. I was on a trip in the UK, and I had family in Wales, and this was my first time meeting these family members, and they picked us up from the train station, and they're like, we've got theatre tickets, like matinee, and it was Hamilton, because they're like, you guys are from Hamilton, New Zealand. We thought it would be funny. It was really good, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great musical.
Do you have a favourite, Mila? It's okay if
I'm
you
not
don't.
I'm sure. I sort of, like, go through phases of listening to a musical a lot.
Yeah.
Me too.
So, at the moment, I'm between musicals.
Okay. I mean, you're in your... She's in her play era, guys. And so, I think I've touched on... This is your first show with Hamilton Playbox.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, I mean, shout out to Hamilton Playbox, because they've supplied me with a lot of guests over the years. And B, it's awesome that they have kind of opportunities for young people as well.
Yeah.
You know? Because I think it's a great shout for, like, first show out of school, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But I do have time for one last segment, which is where I talk about upcoming events. So you guys can just chill out. And if there's anything you want to chuck in there and plug, feel free. But here are some of the cool, creative things coming up in Kirikiriroa in the not-so-distant future. So in case you haven't heard, Hamilton Playbox has Swallows and Amazons running at Rivoli Theatre until the 4th of July. Shows are at 7 p.m. and there is a 2 p.m. matinee on the 4th of July. More info and tickets are available at iTicket. Sending you all the best for that two show day, team. Over at the Meteor, A Check Gambit is running right now until the 4th of July. 7:30 p.m. shows and a 2 p.m. matinee on the 4th of July. More info on tickets at themeteor.co.nz. Up the road at the BNZ Theatre, Matilda the Musical is running until the 5th of July with a mix of evening shows and matinees. More info on tickets at bnztheatre.co.nz. And then over at Clarence Street Theatre, they have comedian Hayley Sproul in on the 31st of July. More info on tickets at Ticketek. Whew. I always like to end that by saying that I'm not, like, the definitive guide to all the cool stuff happening, because there's a lot. But, if you want to get amongst it, go support your local venues. Go support your creative mates. Nothing says I love you like going to see your mate's show. And, yeah, was there anything else you guys wanted to plug? We've already touched on the school show that's coming up.
Yep.
Rose, you haven't got anything else on the books just yet?
Well, I did a stagecraft class with Rivoli Theatre in term one, but then I took a break for this show, but I'm planning to go back to stagecraft in term three.
Okay, great. I'm sure they'll be stoked to have you back, mate.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, all the best for the rest of the season, guys. And I'm going to say break a leg. Do you guys know what that means?
Yes.
Okay, sweet. It's good, because, and then I always have to, like, say to my listeners, I'm not threatening my guests, I swear. But break a leg, and thanks for popping in mid-season. I'm going to play us out with some other music that I chose that I feel like is on theme. I've got a Rod Stewart classic called Sailing. Have you guys heard this song?
Nope.
Oh, it's going to be educational.
I might recognize it.
You might.
Not good with song names.
Okay. You're not good with song names, but you're good with learning your lines. We'll take
sure.
it. We'll take it. But thanks again, guys. And to my lovely listeners, you can bet I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, why don't we go sailing?
I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free. I am flying. I am flying like a bird across the sky. I am flying, passing high clouds to be near you, to be free. Can you hear? I am dying forevermore.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.